Hey guys, welcome to Bawa Unfiltered, the podcast. I am your host, Bawa Paco. My. Welcome to Bawa Unfiltered, the podcast. This episode today, child. Woo! It's unbelievable. Y'all not ready for this.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Bawa Unfiltered podcast. Today's topic is a little five-letter word that we've heard so many times, but sometimes we don't really grasp the concept of it. So today we're talking about grace. God's grace. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the show. And early on, I said today we are talking about grace, okay? We are talking about God's grace, to be precise. What does it mean when we say grace? Like, what is grace? What is grace? Honestly, what is it? Do you know? I don't know why I like asking these questions when you can't give me answers. Oh. When I think of God's grace, I think of, you know, favor that I do not deserve. That's the meaning of God's grace to me, like having favor in his eyes that I know I absolutely do not deserve it. And that's the truth. Nobody deserves God's grace. Nobody. I mean, you could be the best person in this world according to the world standard. Like, you could be very good. You could be saint-like. Like, everybody has only good things to say about you, and that's not possible anyway. But let's just imagine that you're a person that everybody you've ever met only has good things to say about you. Even with all of your good qualities, you still do not deserve God's grace. Like, it does not make you how do I put it? Like, your good works do not earn you God's grace. That's the truth. Like, you can't work your way into his grace. Like, you can't be like, okay, I'm gonna pray 5 times a day, I'm gonna fast 7 times a week, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and God's grace is gonna come to me. No, you can't talk your way into his grace. You can't work your way into his grace. It's just available to you, and you do not deserve it. No matter what you do, you can never deserve it. But the great thing about God's grace is he gives it freely. You don't have to do anything to get it, because if he was charging for it, none of us could pay. Honestly, like, imagine if God said, okay, if you want like 3 ounces of grace, you're gonna, like, how are you gonna pay? No, that's God. He's the creator of the heaven and the earth. How are you gonna pay for his grace? With what? Your whole life ain't gonna pay for that grace. Like, think about it. There is nothing that you can do to earn it. And because of that, he gives it freely. But the thing about it is, about us as people, is we're so used to earning stuff. Like, we don't, like, we have these quotes about there's no free lunch and there's nothing that is truly free. And so when somebody says that I'm giving you this for free, we are skeptical. Like, we go into our mode and we trying to earn it, we trying to buy our way into it. Like, I'm a person who doesn't do free very well. Like, if you give me a ride, let's say where I live, I don't know if I've said it before, I know I have. My house is super far from the bus stop. And so, like, and when it rains, oh God, it is so hard to get a ride. Like, I want a taxi and I can't even get it. So if somebody lives in the neighborhood and they be like, let me drop you at the junction, you cool with that? And I'm cool with that. when I get down, I pray for you. Like, I know you're just trying to be kind, but I can't just walk away like that. I pray for you that wherever you're going, whatever you is going on in your life, that God intervenes and he helps you. Like, if I can't give you anything, like if I have no money to give, which is most of the time, I always go on my knees and pray for all the people that have been good to me. I pray. Like, I pray for you. And I really pray for you because that's all I have to offer, you know. And so I give it. And I lost track of what I was saying. That example just took me way off. So, like, that's me. If you give me something free, and now we're back on track. If you give me something that's supposed to be free, I have to find a way to, like, feel like I've paid for it. And usually my way is prayer. I pray for you. And to me, when I pray for you, I feel like I paid for it. So we even. That's how some of us operate. Most of us operate this way. Like, when we hear free, we're not comfortable with the word free. Like, if somebody give you gifts. And that's why one of the reasons I don't really like people giving me gifts, because then I have to think about how to give it back. I don't do that. If you're my friend and you give me something and you have a business, trust me, I'm going to hype it up so that people can patronize you, so that I can feel like I have settled my debts. Because, honey, I do not know how to just be there and accept stuff. That's why for the longest time, accepting God's love, like the love of God, accepting it was so hard for me, because, like, I look at me and I see me, yeah, this is all me, so why do you care so much? Why do you love me so much? Like, I see myself and I know what I've done, and I'm like, I'm not worthy. But then he don't care. That's God. He don't really care. He just want to love you. The grace is available to you. And I have not been okay with it. But you can't do anything about it, except you can't. How long are you going to fight God for loving you? How long are you going to fight God for giving you his grace? For being gracious to you? Like, how long can you really keep up a fight with God? He has, like, he the beginning and the end. You're just here for a little while. How long do you think you can fight with somebody that has time in his hands? He has time, he has season. He's like, I can't find the word to describe how great and mighty this man is. And he's loving you, he's being gracious to you. How long you think you're gonna fight? You be tired and he still wanted to give you love, and so you just have to accept it. And it doesn't come easy, especially if you're so open to your sin and your past, and you just can't get it. It's like you just can't help it, but you look at yourself in the mirror and you'll be like, this is me, I do not deserve this. But he wants to get you. Like, you don't deserve his love. You do not deserve his grace. And that's a beautiful thing. Because if you deserved it, then it wouldn't be a gift. His love, his grace, they're gifts. You just have to accept them. You can't deserve it. You can't earn it. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Because the wonderful grace of Jesus, honestly, like, I'm here talking about grace because I'm going through something, and I would love to talk about it, but I feel so bad, and I feel so bad about it. Maybe someday I will open up and talk about it, but not now while I'm walking through it. I do not enjoy walking through my fire and talking about it. It makes me feel so exposed, but I think that's the whole point of Power Unfiltered. So we're going to go straight to the point. I don't know if any of y'all remember my Pick Up Your Man, where I talked about my sexual struggle, my purity struggles. I did a whole video about it, and I went through the hardest battle of my life when it came to sexual purity. Like, for years I have struggled with pornography and masturbation, and then one day I just said, no, God's been faithful to me when I haven't been faithful. Why can't I just use my body to be faithful to God? And then I started working towards making sure I was pure. I changed so much about my life, okay? And it came so easily. I think that's the whole point. It was so easy that I became complacent, okay? I became really complacent, and I disregarded some of the boundaries that I created, and I just forgot the current. I forgot who I used to be. I forgot what my struggle was. I forgot everything, okay? And I decided to operate like everybody else when I knew I was not like everybody else, okay? I forgot all these things, and then one time I had this dare kind of situation with a friend, and we kissed, and everything came flooding back into my life. Like, it's like the devil was just preparing me. I wasn't conscious of the things that were happening. I let myself walk into a trap that was set for me, and I have never been good since then. Because since I let that in, like, I opened the door and everything came flooding back, and I haven't been able to tell my accountability group because I felt guilty, I feel dirty, I feel ashamed. But this morning, right before I started this podcast, I was thinking about grace and how I don't deserve, and I was like, I do not deserve to call myself a Christian. I do not deserve to call myself a disciple of Christ. I was just beating down on myself and everything I thought I deserved and didn't deserve. I was just really going in on myself. And then something said, grace is not deserved. It's free. I'm here. I want to give it to you. You do not deserve this grace, baby, but I want you to have it. I want you to know that it's not about you, it's about me. Baby girl, my grace is free. You can never earn that grace. Just take my hand and let me get you to the place that you want to be, with your purity, with your spirituality, with everything. Baby girl, I got you. Just let me in. Do not be so ashamed that you shut me off, because that's what I have been doing. Like, anytime I fall short of my standards, or when I feel like I've disappointed God, I recoil into myself and I feel like I'm too dirty for God to touch me. But He's telling me now, and anybody else that's listening, then I do not care how dirty you think you are. Baby, just come to me and I will do the rest. Just let me in. And so if you're like me, who has fallen, and sometimes when you fall, you want to just stay down because you feel like when you get up, you're gonna fall down again. But just get up, baby. Just get up, and then let's pray this prayer. Let's just let God be God, and let's just follow His lead, because I'm tired of doing life by myself. I'm tired of just hiding in everything. So I'm here, and I'm like, Lord, pray this prayer with me. Lord, I've been ashamed. I felt guilty. I felt dirty, I've shut you out. But right now, Lord, I want you to come in into my heart, Lord. Come in. I accept your grace. I accept your love. But all I need is for you to come into my heart, Lord. Be the king of my life. Come and take your place in my heart. Have my heart, Lord. And change me from the inside out. Lord, I need you to transform me. I want to be the woman, the man, the child of your dreams. When you saw me, before my mother's womb, when you envisioned me, everything you thought I'd be, you wanted me to be, Lord. I want to be that person. So I invite you in, because it's only through you that I can be. And I know that right now I am becoming, and it is hard, and it feels uncomfortable, and it is so many other things that I can't find the words to explain it. But you see me, and you know what it is like. Now ask the Lord, come and take your place in my life. Make it all better. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So that is the, it was supposed to be about grace, but I don't know how it went, but it's a wonderful grace. Okay? See y'all next time. Bye.
Keep sending me messages. Let me know how you feel about the episode by leaving a review, sharing it. You can DM me on Instagram at Bawa Unfiltered. You can DM me on Twitter, Bawa Unfiltered. You can email me. It's in, I think, my bio. But my email is bawaunfiltered@gmail.com. So, I hope to hear from you.